And now our feature presentation.
I hopped off the plane at LAX with a dream, my cardigan. Welcome to the land of fame, excess. Am I gonna fit in? Jumped in the cab, here I am for the first time. Look to my right and...
And now, being recorded in front of a live studio audience of people who didn't tune into the debate, it's the most random show on the internet, it's TBK Live!
Pressure and I'm nervous, cause when the taxi man turned on the radio, and the Jay-Z song was on, and the Jay-Z song was on, and the Jay-Z...
Welcome to the completely interrupted edition of Live. That's right. So far, I've had a phone call. I forgot to put my phone on silent. We've been searching things on the Google, and it's just gone downhill ever since.
Is this our fourth try?
This is our fourth try. I wish we had one of those Hollywood clapper boards right now. It just says, and take four, boom. And then somehow I'd get my nose caught in it, and shit would go downhill from there. Welcome to a very special Thursday edition of Live. Yes, this week we're taking your guys' spot.
Yes.
Hope you don't mind that.
Nope. Go ahead and take it.
We have a lot of stuff to talk about. The reason this show is going up. Plus, Live goes to Mondays starting October 1st. 3rd. October 3rd. Okay, there's a wedding on Saturday, and that's the 1st. The 2nd's on... Yeah, it's October 3rd.
It's been a long week.
It has been a long but great week. And October 3rd, we will be going to 10, 9 Central. Shows will be on iTunes. iCloud, iTunes, SoundCloud. I'm telling you, this is going to be that show today. I can already feel it. iTunes, SoundCloud, and on the website, thebuzzkillmagazine.com. Joining me today, though, you've heard her on the winos, and I'm going to tell everyone listening at home something. I want you to be the bestest mensch at my wedding.
Okay,
you
I
get
shall
it
do
now?
That. Yes.
Finally!
Yes, I shall do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, joining me today as my co-host is the River Tam to my Simon Tam.
Awesome.
There we go.
Yeah.
Sharon Isom. Sharon, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm tired.
It's, again, a long week.
Like, I want to just sleep. Like, Monday, Sunday and Monday, we had, which, once you hear what we did Saturday, this is going to make a whole lot more humor than it should. We had a homecoming at church that we're going to get married at. So we went Saturday, Sunday morning at like 10.
Well, I know Ashley said she had to make like tons and tons of brownies.
There are brownies if you would like some, by the way.
Still. Oh,
shit, yeah. Well, she made them, and part of the brownies didn't get cooked all the way, so they're like really good for ice cream, and some of them have M&Ms in it, and I want to go all fat boy and roll at them. Yes!
Nice.
So wonderful, so wonderful. It's been a very eventful week.
It's very true.
So let's start off with the thing that 82 million people watched last night.
Everyone but me.
Everyone but you on Monday night. How did you skip this?
I fell asleep early.
Were you watching it when you fell asleep?
No, I was trying to get caught up on American Horror Story.
Ooh, is it that bad this season?
No, well, I just missed the last episode.
Well, if you're trying to get caught up and you fell asleep during it, is it good?
Well, like I finished that and then I fell asleep. Like I was really tired.
Uh-huh, likely story.
Yeah.
Well,
it's because we were recording the winos when it actually came on, so I had to get caught up.
And tonight, you can blame your guys, your own self, for that.
Well, that's true, and then we had to go eat, but tonight is Wednesday, I think.
It is Wednesday.
So,
is it Wednesday? I don't know. So, we're recording this the day before.
So I want to be prepared for when the next episode comes on.
I know that I'm not, because I'm still behind. I'm still on Coven.
Well, we're working on that.
I did watch the first episode of Stranger Things.
Which makes me very happy.
And I've got to tell you, I fell in love with the first episode. Like, I felt like I was watching a 1980s television show. Like,
yes.
It made me fall in love with it. And I didn't realize, is it based on a book?
Yes.
Because I got that from the opening titles and everything. I'm like, oh, this is chapter one?
This is super complicated. The Nerdist actually reported on
it. Get your drinks ready, kids.
The Nerdist actually reported on it, and I shared the video with Katie. So you'll have to go look at it. But it's based on a book from a man that claims that it is based on real events.
You've got to be shitting
me. I'm not. And he claims that we are actually in the alternate universe.
I don't know how I feel about that right now.
So I'll go and I'll share the video from the Nerdist to the main page so that people can take a look at it. But it's very interesting, and there's several books, so people can actually check it out and look into it. It may be actually an interesting read. I might have to look into it myself.
The first episode had me hooked. I haven't watched any more because I'm waiting for the other half, but the first episode has sold me.
Told you, it is an excellent, excellent series.
Well, when someone tells me it's a good TV series, the last time someone really tried to sell me into something, it was a television show that I didn't like. And I don't really want to tell anyone what that is because I'll get hate mail.
But it wasn't me.
It was not you. It was not you, but it was The Walking Dead.
Well.
And yeah. I've tried. I have tried numerous times to get into that show, and I just can't do it. It's not against anything against the show itself, because I love everyone in the show. It's just, nah. The first 5 minutes are great. The last 5 minutes are great. All the filler is not.
It is kind of a slower show, and you do have to be very patient with it. And I do watch it, but my sons decided that they wanted to watch it, and I was like, well, I'll go back and watch it with y'all. But it is terrible trying to rewatch it. It is so slow.
It doesn't hold up.
No.
And that makes me sad for everyone who's on that show. And we'll talk about someone later. But it makes me sad about that show. But it's a great show. I get the appeal.
And you know, I do watch it. I am a fan of it.
And this is why we're a random show. We've just strayed completely off topic. Yep. Hey, we need... If Lester Holt was here, he would just be like, Dude was about as useless as a pro wrestling referee. We'll get into that in a minute. Fuck that. We'll still talk television. No, I finally got to... And then I started watching The IT Crowd.
Yes, which... He learned about because of my just random posts.
So that's
on the
two
page.
Shows you. That is two shows you have introduced me to,
which I was introduced to by Katie on my podcast, and I absolutely adore this show. It is hilarious.
I love British humor. Yes, though. That's part of the issue with me is I enjoy British humor.
Oh, it is so funny, and you've got so many good episodes to come. I want to tell you about them all.
My personal favorite joke so far in the show that I have seen is the one where they're doing the 911 number, and it's the long song, and it's like, oh, that's easy to remember. And yeah. All I remember is 3, and that's it.
Because they changed it. It's not like their 3-digit emergency number. They changed it to like this 12-digit number that you're supposed to remember.
5, 6, 7, 3.
Yeah,
that's great.
It's
I was
so
like, that's
stupid.
Awesome. That show is so wonderful. Like last night, the dude got, is it Roy?
Yes, Roy.
Got stuck under a desk in one of the episodes I watched while he was fixing, plugging in a computer because.
Yeah, the actor that plays Roy is actually the one that plays the cop on Bridesmaids.
And that's how I knew him. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, well, actually, no, it's not. He's actually one of my other favorite movies. And so is she. She's in Pirate Radio.
I haven't seen that.
Oh, my goodness. Philip Seymour Hoffman. One of Philip Seymour Hoffman's best movies.
I'll have to look into it.
It is so good. So, so good. It's about a radio station that's ran off a ship.
That sounds very interesting.
Because that's how they used to do it. That's how they used to play rock and roll in England.
Huh.
And it is absolutely one of the most wonderful shows I have ever watched in my life.
Yes.
I had to throw it in there. That's a shout out. I had to throw that one in there. All right. So let's talk about the debate since now we get back into that. So you actually did not watch it.
No.
You were one of like 6 in the entire country that did not.
But luckily I do have Katie from my podcast to fill me in. And of course.
Who probably mystery. I was sitting there live tweeting it all night. Yeah. I don't know if anyone caught the live tweets. So you can follow me at Craving Humor. But I mean, honestly, I had some decent ones. But I couldn't stop staring at Trump's eyebrows. Things I took away from this. I couldn't stop staring at Trump's eyebrows. Hillary Clinton's suit bothered the fuck out of me.
I've seen pictures.
Oh, honey.
Yeah.
Like, that was bad.
I've seen pictures.
I also think that there's also something kind of funny that she's wearing red and he was wearing blue.
That is kind of ironic.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of humorous. Lester Holt didn't do his job at all as a moderator. I mean, was not even worth it. But, I think the highlight of my night was the trumped up trickle down comment that Hillary Clinton made, because I'm like, yes. And it was trending on Twitter in less than a minute.
Okay, so I don't know what that one's about. So.
Trump was talking about his plan to cut taxes and all that, or to make taxes cut for the wealthy and do the Reagan trickle down economics thing. Okay. And then Hillary responds, well, that's what I like to call trumped up trickle down economics. And then Twitter just was like, yes, run, run. By the way, we do endorse you paying your taxes, unlike Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Did you? Oh, my God. A train wreck if I've ever seen one. And I know that's why millions of Americans tuned in for this. Was just to watch the train wreck happen.
Right.
That's why I tuned in.
I'm sure that's why tons of people did.
And that's why I'm going to tune into the next one. Because I know that Trump's probably going to bring up Bill Clinton's infidelity. Whatever the hell that has to do with an election with his wife, I don't fucking know. But
I guess I should probably watch that one.
That one's going to be worth a watch. We may actually take the video from YouTube and just sit down and watch it. And do a video Kill the Internet Star episode with everyone.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That sounds intriguing.
That's not a bad idea. I'm a little scared to invite some people on that show, though.
one of our members is very passionate.
Very, very passionate. She may shank somebody.
It's true.
I thought she was going to shank somebody this weekend, but that'll hold a whole other argument.
Yes.
I don't know what event either, if that says anything. Ah, poor girl, I tell you. What a weekend for her. Really quick, though, you want to know what I watched before the debate?
What did you watch?
Antiques Roadshow.
That's still on?
That is still on. I love that show. I used to do a drinking game to that show.
I think a lot of people did, but I didn't realize it was still on.
I don't know how you guys played your drinking game to Antiques Roadshow, but would be a friend of mine and myself. We would guess how much it is. Whoever's closest didn't have to take the drink. Whoever was the furthest, I actually had to. And if you went over, you both had to take a drink. So we played. We played Price is Right rules. We were drunk a lot, but we played Price is. You've not lived until you get drunk during Antiques Roadshow.
I'll have to keep that in mind.
I think I found something I want to do at the multi-party. I'll DVR a few episodes, and we'll just.
Did we explain what the multi-party is? I don't think we've ever explained that.
You guys did on your show.
Did we explain it?
Yeah, everyone has a birthday in October. We're going to have a giant festival.
Okay.
That pretty much sums
it
up.
Yeah.
That pretty much sums it up. There's going to be liquor. I'm probably going to be singing karaoke.
Tons of games and, you know.
Jenga.
Yeah. She's playing other games too, I think. So.
Is it drunken Jenga?
Yeah.
Are you guys going to have like things on?
Yeah, she's vinyled like things on them. Like commands.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
If I make it through, guys, if you don't hear from me after that weekend, it's because I've had alcohol poisoning.
Well, I'm going to have to keep an eye on everyone.
There's four nurses there. I feel like we're okay.
I actually have a shirt that says, like, party, I don't know, it says something like, party safe, drink with a nurse. I really do have one.
Are you wearing that shirt? Too?
No, because no. It's a tank top. It was too cold.
Watch it be like 150 degrees.
Yeah, probably will be.
A special shout out to Nicole from the Winos, who's getting married this weekend.
Yes.
And that's going to be a party.
I'll probably cry.
We're all going to cry. Weddings make me cry. I'm going to cry at my own wedding.
She's my person. She's my alternate backup life partner.
She's your hetero life mate. She is your silent Bob.
Like, if anybody watched, like, Scrubs and they remember, like, Turk and JD, and they're a little married, that's me and Nicole.
Have you guys got Brenner ever together yet?
We haven't, but we do know the term. Like, we have talked about Brenner.
I love that show.
My kids actually know what that word is.
Thank you, Scrubs. Yeah. Like, I really, someday I want to sit down with Donald Faison and just be like, I just want to hear about all your times with Scrubs.
Yeah.
I don't really want to sit down with JD just because I think he's kind of a douche in real life.
I think he is too. It makes me really sad.
I wouldn't mind sitting down with her either. I can't think of her name.
Oh, the girl that plays Carla?
Yeah.
Or the one that plays Elliot?
Elliot.
Yeah.
Because all I can think of, you're the other daughter on Roseanne. That's all I can think of.
I find that when I watch that show, like, if I watch it in a long stretch of time, that I say frick a lot. Because that's what Elliot says all the time.
If you hear Sharon start saying frickin' shows. But you did that in Dallas. Were you watching Scrubs before we went to Dallas?
Probably,
I remember that. Oh, my God. I think you actually said that on the episode that we did in the hotel.
I think I did. Yeah.
And granted, you were a little. And I feel like during Where's Timmy's Penis, everyone can get flustered.
Yeah.
So this past weekend, we took in two events, very polar opposite events of each other.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yes.
That's pretty much something.
It was a very, very complicated, I mean, it was It was an intense day.
Special shout out to Lost Pizza Company for the greatest pizza in Jonesboro.
Thanks for breaking up that portion of the day.
Like, if you haven't been to Jonesboro, Arkansas, and been to Lost Pizza Company, go there and then go take in the movie at a Paragold Cinema 8.
Yeah.
See what I did there?
Yeah, I like that. I like that.
Now maybe I can get Lost Pizza Company as a sponsor and they'll just send pizzas every time we record.
That'd be cool.
But yeah, that would be awesome. Get anything with extra cheese, though. So worth it.
Oh, in the dip. The spinach
artichoke. That's the best spinach artichoke dip.
Oh my gosh. I've ever had. It was amazing.
I'm just seeing what time it is. I kind of want some. but let's. Do you want to start with how we ended the day or how we began the day? Because one of them is much bigger than the other one in the hindsight.
I think let's start with how it ended.
Okay. So yeah. If you've listened to episode number 71 of Live, you know that we had Santiago Cirillo as a guest on that episode. And he is now stepping into the wrestling ring and doing shows across the area. And this past Saturday night, he was in Hoxie, Arkansas with his, I want to say, Hi-ya! Brigade. I can't do it as well as, hold on.
I don't think.
Hi-ya!
There you go. That was pretty good. Yes. That was pretty good.
What a night. So we make the trek from Memphis that morning all the way to Hoxie with pizza in between. That was a long trip.
It was.
I forget how much desolate area there is in between Jonesboro and Hoxie.
Yeah, there's nothing.
For anyone out there listening, I'm going to give the best explanation ever. When you leave Jonesboro and go to Hoxie, it's like entering Pleasantville and going into the black and white parts.
That's a pretty good explanation. Yeah.
I feel the same way when you're leaving there and going into the hills. Because then it's like you're leaving the black and white and going back into color.
Yeah, that's true. I agree with that.
Oh, it's a rough area. So we get to Hoxie. And automatically, I walk up to Mr. Cirillo's car, say, hey. He goes, oh my goodness. And then proceeds to give me that long bro hug. I mean.
which I missed because we weren't
there
yet.
Yeah, you weren't there. We were like, they were right behind us.
Well, we had to wait for Jesse. My husband.
Yeah.
I'm glad you had that. My husband had to come pick up me and Katie just in case we needed a DD. Yeah.
And you can hear more on that story next week on the Winos Thursday nights at 9.
Yep.
See? Gave you guys a shout out.
Appreciate that.
That pained me a little.
That you had to like.
Yeah, it pained me a little. Even though I'm on the show, it pained me a little. I have to tease.
Thanks for plugging your own show.
I know, right? So we get to, I want to know your opinion on something, by the way, through that show. Was that your first show, wrestling show ever?
Yes, it was.
Okay. I want to know one of your takeaways from this. Just tell me what you thought in general. By the way, for anyone out there listening, I'm going to tell you, everyone knows I'm a fan. I've made this abundantly clear on the show. If you go to your local indie feds, you have to remember, you're not seeing what you see on TV. And it's not as terrible as I thought it was going to be. Honestly, it was much better than I expected. So they put on a good show in Hoxie. Go ahead.
Okay, so
what was the first thing you took away?
Well, and I have seen wrestling on TV. Like, my dad watched it growing up, so I've seen that. I don't even know really where to begin. Like,
well, I have to. Let me start with. I can ask a few questions if that'll help.
Go ahead.
So in wrestling terminology, there is a spot called blading. There was a ladder match this past weekend where a guy bladed to show color, which is when they bleed.
Okay.
Did that get to you at all? Because I think, like, Ashley was looking over, like, everyone, Ashley was like, I feel like everyone was freaking out during the blood moment.
No, like, I wasn't panicking or anything. I was trying to decide whether or not it was real or whether or not it was a planned thing.
Usually it's most of the time it's planned. I will say everyone's mouth kind of dropped at the center block.
Well, okay, let me that explain that, though. Cool. Let me explain that, though. Okay, so we saw where they had pulled it out, and we didn't realize that there was a mat there. And when he rolled it over, we heard the sound of the mat. And so we thought that that was the sound of the cinder block. We thought the cinder block was foam because we were hearing the sound of
the
mat.
You hear Katie yell, "That's fake!" really loud in a place where we could have gotten mugged. At any given moment, because I was having one woman stare a hole through me, like she was going to either jump my bone, or she was going to just shank me in the parking lot. There was no in between.
But I completely understand what Katie was coming from, because what we heard was the mat, though. But then when they flung it across the, when they flung it into the wall and it shattered, we were like, oh no, that was real.
I look over and Katie and Sharon's mouth are just, can I just go ahead and say it?
Go ahead.
They have the dick and mouth look. It's just mouth open like, I don't know, what?
We were just sure we had that one figured out.
And Ashley's like, Ashley's trying not to start laughing really hard. I'm like, so the center block's real, guys.
Well, because, you know, we know that there's an element of it that's not real. And we just knew when we'd heard it, like, roll over and hit the foam that the cinder block was the fake part. We didn't even realize it was on the mat.
Which, by the way, took a chunk out of the wall.
Yes.
Which was pretty cool.
It was a very real
it was a cool spot. It was a cool spot for a show. Like, we just weren't, none of us were expecting it. We're like, what the hell just happened?
Yeah.
It was worth it alone. Seeing that moment, watch your guys' face when the center block hit the wall was worth the $6 of admission.
Yeah,
alone.
We just weren't expecting that. we thought we had it figured out.
I will say this, though. Out of all the events we had been to, like, even just in general that day, some of the nicest, we got well-recepted by everyone.
Yeah.
Accepted. And just, like, hugs and shaking hands after the show from people. Like, you guys need to come back. Thank you for coming out here. It was awesome. You guys were here. I was like, this is how it should be.
Yeah, well, I didn't have any negative responses at all.
Yeah, I mean, other than the woman staring a hole through me because I hugged Santiago when I walked up, and I do believe that is why. As I mean, like, if you saw it, it was like, we had known each other for years kind of thing. Like, brother! It was pretty much that sort of thing.
And once Santiago meets someone, I mean, he pretty much claims them for forever.
No joke. You are his. You're his squishy. You shall be his squishy, and you will forever be known as his squishy.
This is exactly true. Yes. Pretty, yes.
That's pretty much whatever you can say. All in all, though, the trip to Hoxie was worth it. Got to play. Got to hang out with him after the show. Spent a little time with him. Got to hear a great wrestling story of a dude whipping somebody with a nasal hose from a oxygen tank. That
like
was
a nasal cannula?
Yes, that was awesome. Like, he goes, he was just like, they paid me $20.
I think he was saying, like, the tank was still attached.
Yeah.
Like, he was just dragging it along.
That was one of the best wrestling stories I've ever heard. So, I can't remember the guy's name that saved my life, but thank you for that story.
Yeah, he was really nice.
Everyone really was. Like, that was the highlight of the day. I mean, honestly, when we got there, I was a little reserved because anybody knows me knows that I don't talk to my family. I ran into a few of those. So, that was fun. Yay.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't know what to expect. I don't particularly enjoy wrestling on TV. It's not something that I enjoy, but actually being there...
it's a different... Well, I mean, you got to take in the atmosphere was much different than it would be at a televised event.
This is true, but I still... I don't know if that I should describe this way. I found it amusing.
Well, no, that's fine. I mean, if you're not... Okay, so let's just go ahead and say this. This is not a show for the fans. Like, if we were doing a wrestling show and you were like, this shit's funny.
Yeah, that would be
offensive. You would get shot. Yeah,
that would be offensive. But, you know, because I have some theater background, like, I recognize some of the things that they're doing, you know, and I'm just like, it's not even real. Like, you're not even really trying to hide that.
Well, that's the thing I think about wrestling, and I want everyone to take that. I mean, technically, it is the only version of theater in the round left.
Yeah.
And I respect that a lot.
That's true.
So, but Saturday morning, dear God. Do you want to start there? Do you want to go into your story first?
On Saturday morning?
Yeah. Let's move on to the other event from Saturday. The event that I think caught all of us off guard. I really was taken back. I was overwhelmed the whole time. In a good overwhelm. Not the overwhelmed like I just saw my first pair of boobs overwhelmed.
So where are we starting about, like, when we're actually walking in, or are we starting at the gas station where people started giving us weird looks?
Let's start there. I didn't get out of the car.
So we were getting ready to go to Mid-South Pride in Memphis, Tennessee, and we were all prepared for that. So that meant most of us were very colorful, rainbows and whatnot. And so we had to stop at a gas station here in Jonesboro to prepare some of those things.
Actually, it wasn't just Jonesboro. It was Brooklyn.
Well, I mean,
let's add to the point that it's in a smaller town on the highway in between
Jonesboro
and
Paragould.
This is true,
but, like, if you blink, you run into Jonesboro. Like, it's pretty much, like,
almost
there.
That's how I feel about the entire time. That's how I feel about Jonesboro and Paragould in general.
Yeah, and so Ashley and Kristen and I went inside, and we were just getting like drinks and snacks and stuff, and this one girl at the register, like, you could tell, like, every single one of us that she was checking out, like, took everything she had not to literally laugh in our faces.
Now, I think you need to explain what everyone's wearing.
Okay, so I have on a red short skater skirt with a t-shirt that says Love Proudly on it and a bright rainbow wig.
Which, by the way, I give you a lot of respect for wearing the Love Proudly shirt to Hoxie, by the way.
Oh, yeah. I didn't take that off. No, I left that on.
And it was awesome because I think that might have been another reason why we were getting the death glare all night.
Oh, well, yeah, I didn't take that off. Like, no.
That could be it.
Yeah, I didn't change. And then, let's see, Kristen had on kind of a pastel rainbowy dress and highlights in her hair, like different color rainbow highlights, and Ashley had on similar clothing. Each one of us that checked out, we checked out individually to add to this girl's pleasure, and we could tell, you know, this is going to be the best story of her whole day. Like, every single person that's
nothing's
come in,
going to beat yeah. this.
So that was fun. And then we went ahead and went to Memphis, and we went to pick up Katie, who we could not reach at her hotel.
Why didn't we know? Why didn't she tell us this sooner? That's my only issue. Like,
we didn't realize that St. Jude was having a 5K.
Oh my God.
And it was impossible to get to her hotel.
So if you've been in Memphis and trying to get to Beale Street, you know you have to go down Front Street if you're coming in from Arkansas. Like, you just know. So we get to Front Street, and we're heading down Front, and then all of a sudden it's like, ha-ha, you're not turning anywhere. Because here comes just this gaggle of people just running by. And we're like, this is going to be forever.
At first we thought it was maybe the end. And then we got like a look at the other side and we realized it was just beginning.
Or it was like somewhere in the middle. It was just a sea of humanity.
And so we tried several other like detours and it just kept taking us back in the similar direction.
We ended up getting lost almost.
It was terrible. And so we had to call Katie and just tell her, like, we're really sorry. You're just going to have to find us. Like, park the closest you can and walk. Which made
so
us feel,
hilarious.
Yeah, we're like the worst friends ever. We're like, sorry, Katie. Good
My
luck
bad.
To you.
Good luck. Here's a compass.
Yeah. And the sad thing is she did get lost. She parked her vehicle, took a wrong turn down a sketchy alley, and had someone following her slowly. And she ended up calling me and had me stay on the phone with her until she managed to find an area that looked familiar. We really are the worst friends ever. But she did manage to find
We're
us.
We're the three best friends that anyone can.
Yeah, but she did successfully find us. So that's a good thing.
That was the biggest hug I've received in a long time.
Whenever she found us, she literally like came running across the lawn
and jumped almost into everyone's arms, like, ah! Monster hugs all day, monster hugs. All right, so what else? From your perspective.
So
since we're talking about how horrible friends we are.
So once we walked into the Pride celebration, I think you described it pretty well when you said it was basically just like a con.
It's an outdoor convention. Actually, that was Ashley's terminology. It was an outdoor con.
Yeah, it was really amazing. There was vendors set up outside and people of all kinds.
By the way, out of everything, I've been to a lot of events. Most reasonable price stuff I've ever seen
in
my life.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
That was awesome alone. Like, I mean, seriously, like, we got drinks and...
Oh, yeah. Which were delicious. There were these ladies, they called themselves Jar Tenders, J-A-R. And you could get, like, a mason jar filled up with either vodka and rum and, like, the slushy stuff. And they would fill it with candy. Oh, it was the most amazing stuff ever.
You've not lived until you've had a vodka-soaked gummy worm?
Oh, it was just absolutely
Get the
delicious.
Lime one. It'll fuck your world up.
I'm just sad that we can stay longer and enjoy
I'm
more.
I will say this, and I didn't talk about this in my part of the article. Yes, I have a part in this. And if you guys want to know what happened with me, you just have to read it. I feel like that is the best way to sum that up. Instead of taking the time to go through that on the show, I feel like just read. But I will say this. The one thing, I really wish we could have done that longer. Out of all the events I've been to, that is the one I've been sad to go from.
Yeah.
First time. I agree. Like, I've been to conventions where I'm like, oh, it's over. I'm sad, a little bummed. Well, I can't really say that. We were sad when everyone left from Paragold Con.
That's true, but that was a little different.
But that was family.
That was ours.
Yeah. But that was a little, I was a little bummed out. Like, I was like, oh, now we have to leave.
Well, and you know, anytime that I've ever gone to a con, like, there's always a sense of family and belonging because you're with like-minded people. But this was completely different. Like, you just walked in and
hugged.
Everyone loved you. Like, you could tell automatically, and nobody cared who you were, what your orientation was, why you were there. It just did not matter.
Nothing mattered except we're here for one common purpose, and that is the purpose of love.
And, I mean, it was just wonderful to be completely embraced. And, you know, no one wanted to ask you what your orientation was or it just, it did not matter. You know, you could turn around and there would be a person tapping you on the shoulder or trying
to
get
hand you beads.
Yeah, yeah.
Or handing you condoms.
Yes, that too. Or trying to get you to join a drum circle.
That was awesome.
That was. I was really reluctant to join it. I have no rhythm. Like, I really, really have trouble. Like, I'm lucky I can walk. Like, it's really bad. I had Katie beside me, like, counting off numbers for me. It was so sad. But it was really nice to be a part of that, and it ended up being one of the things that I really did enjoy, other than the fire ants.
I was going to say the fire ants. Fire ants got their hands on Katie.
But, yeah, I really enjoyed that part of it. We met a lot of really inspirational people. I got to talk to Planned Parenthood, which is really important to me, being in women's health, because one of the things a lot of people don't realize about Planned Parenthood is that they offer a lot of wellness services and sexual education to people who really, really need it. And we just don't have a lot of that in this area. There's a lot of underfunding, and they do these services for free. So that was really nice, and I got to do a video for them for that purpose. So that was really nice, too.
Those videos are online. Are they supposed to be online, or
I don't know if they're gonna take them and maybe edit them and do like
a super
commercial bunch of them or something like that.
Which was awesome. Yeah, that was a really cool experience. Like all in all, and then there was I will agree with you. There is one part of the day that I cannot explain, and that's the parade.
I know.
I don't know what it was about that, but like I was behind you guys. Ashley and I were behind you. We were just taken in.
It was beautiful.
Like it was just one of those days that. I don't think I've been trying to explain this in my head and I can't find the words.
It doesn't.
Which doesn't happen to me.
It doesn't. There's no words for it. And that's really hard when you're trying to explain it over radio
or writing. Yeah. And I'm great. Right. Like all of us are really good at writing things down.
Yeah.
Like you can see that. And then when we have problems trying to struggle with the words on something, like I've never had that issue. I'm having that issue.
I think it was just that we got to sit down and watch all of these people who had overcome a lot of barriers, both personally and socially, and they had reached a point where they could walk down a street and proudly present themselves.
Be who they are and not, not a shell of who they actually are.
Yeah. And, you know, there was a point where, because Katie was sitting beside me, and she looked over and she's like, "Are you crying?" And I was like, "Yeah, a little bit," because I had sunglasses on. And you know,
way to hide.
Yeah, I know, it was awesome. But you know, so many of the transgender women—I mean, they were just stunning. They were so gorgeous, and it just blows my mind that anybody would ever think to mistreat these women and these men and. I just don't understand where society is at. I just don't have the words to even.
It bothers me seeing people just online. Like I know it's easy, and I will say this up one side and down the other. It's easy to be an asshole online.
Yeah.
I mean, it's easy to sit behind your keyboard and be like, "You're a fucking dick lick." It's easy to do that. It's easy to be a bigot online, but when you're faced with this in person, you're probably just gonna clam up anyway. I mean, honestly, no one knows what type of situation someone's going through, and if it's that easy to make fun of someone, eventually someone's going to turn that table on you. Someone's going to come along to make you feel just as shitty as you made someone else feel.
Yeah.
So I think it's time to realize that. I think the message all weekend was love. That's the message that should be talked about.
Yeah.
It was also awesome to have churches at this thing.
It really was. So I grew up Catholic. And I was so very impressed that there was a Catholic church there. Mm-hmm. Like, there was tons and tons of churches.
Oh, there was more than one.
There was tons. But among those was a Catholic church, which for, and still so, they're very strictly against gay, lesbian, transgender people, though the current Pope is trying to move away from such negative feelings. But it still persists. But there was a Catholic church there, and that kind of helped improve my feeling on the Catholic church, at least the one in Memphis. So
at least the one that was there.
Yeah, but I was very impressed with all the churches there, and they were wonderful.
I still don't have the words to describe the weekend. Like, it honestly, Saturday morning was that point in life that I can honestly sit there and go,
yeah,
I felt like I fit in somewhere. Which is really hard to do. Like, even at conventions, do you ever get that feeling sometimes? That you don't feel it? That you still don't fit in aspect?
Well, in certain groups of yeah. people, yeah, because I have no idea about their fandoms or what they're doing.
Right. Well, around cosplayers, it's one thing. It's
yeah.
like, oh, you and I, we're good. We're good.
Yeah, but, you know, but this was a group, like, it didn't matter who you were. It didn't matter.
That's the coolest thing ever.
And you saw families out there, You saw lesbian families out there with their kids, and you saw gay, like, men out there with their kids, and you also saw straight families out there with their children. And that, to me and Katie, was something very special, because they're already starting with their children to expose them to this. So it's not going to be a big deal to these children. These parents are raising their children correctly, so that way when they are older, it's not going to be an issue. It's not going to matter to these kids, because this is going to be an environment that they've already been exposed to. They've been raised in. So they're not going to have that prejudice.
Which is what we need more of now. Hands down.
By far. Absolutely.
Because it's hard to watch the news now.
Yeah.
Which is one reason I think I watched the debate instead. Like I said, read our article on all of our takes from Pride. There's a lot to it.
And I want to say my piece of it is super tiny, because we were all supposed to write 250 words. And then I was like the only person in the whole group other than, you know, Richard that actually contributed.
It happens.
So
it happens.
Tiny.
And mine's not.
Yeah. I even scaled my back to fit.
Because I don't write small. Like, I just don't. Like, I'll sit down, like... The only time I ever do that is when I have school papers. It's like, oh, I want 15,000 words.
And then you can't.
It's going to be 15,000 words exactly. I am not going to more. I'm not going to do less. But when it comes to writing, I'm like, this article is going to be 500 words. The next thing I know, it's like 4,000. I'm like, okay, well, I probably should take a break now. Oh, geez. All right, so... You guys didn't talk about this on your show. I feel like we have to discuss this on this show because it is celebrity news. Brad Pitt's getting a divorce.
Yep.
I don't know how I feel. My heart's broken. No, it's not.
Yeah.
Fuck that. You know how excited I am for Jennifer Aniston? The real couple can get back together now. Fuck this shit. Seriously. I saw this, and now there's this death hoax going around. Look, I get it. But if you're still falling for death hoaxes on Facebook, it might be time to just set down your phones, get away from the computers, and go back outside and realize there's a sun.
Yeah, I agree with that. This is really weird.
Well, it's the same thing of, like, people, like, look, if you're going to talk politics, at least use a credible source. I don't want to click on your link that somehow is going to give my computer more viruses than a Kardashian.
Agreed.
And that's exactly what happens to a lot of people on Facebook. Look, why can't we just have the days of the Nigerian prince emails again? I'm over it. Like, I just see people, like, and then the posting the statuses of, well, Facebook's about to charge.
Oh, I know. I know.
I at least see one of those every month.
I think I posted something last year that was like, Mark Zuckerberg's going to give us all a unicorn if you repost this.
I'm going back and finding that and reposting that right now.
It's probably on there somewhere. I was like, this stuff is so stupid. Like, I'm just so tired of even seeing it. And it happens every single year.
At least, for me, it happens every month. I will see someone post something where it's like, if you don't repost this status, bad luck's going to happen to you for the next 3 years. No, bad luck's going to happen to you because you're a terrible person. Yeah. There's a difference here. Yeah. You're still falling for this.
Or the plea, if you do not like repost this baby.
This child was going to die of cancer.
No,
what?
That is not how it works.
I feel all awkward now.
I'm not going to spam my other friends with this nonsense. That is not how the medical community works. Nobody cares. No, I think actually...
Did you post that?
Yeah,
sort of thing
I posted that to the main page. Like, doctors are not sitting around to make sure we get adequate numbers of shares before we can operate on children. That's not how it is.
It is the most awkward thing I've ever sat down and read. Like, I love it when people post them because I'm going, okay, look, now I know who's fallen so far from the gene pool. It's not even funny.
Or how about the people that post, like, I'm going to find out who my true friends are. If you, like, comment on this, then I'll know. Everyone else I'm going to delete.
That's something else, too.
I'm just like, okay, delete me. Like, I don't care.
I'm cool. We don't even know each other. Good luck. Have a nice life. Like, I also hate the ones where it's like, I'm cleaning out my friends list.
Yeah.
And today I'm going to clean out all my friends list. So if you're reading this, you're one of the lucky ones.
Yeah.
Well, shit. Now I don't want to be a lucky one. I want to be in the other group. There's less people.
Agreed.
Like, crap.
Agreed.
Or the people who post their relationships on Facebook. Like, I don't mean like saying like every so often.
Engaged or married.
That's one thing.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to have a good day with your significant other. I should know this. And I feel like you know this too. But posting it every 7 minutes.
Yeah.
All day long is a big freaking no.
Right.
That means your relationship is going down the toilet.
It does. I think, which, you know, sometimes when you go on trips or special occasions or things like that, you're going to have more pictures to share.
Right.
But for people who constantly, like every single day, feel that they need to post something about their day or their significant other. Like,
my significant other pet my cat today. Yeah, woo!
Like, I feel that at that point, you're trying to convince other people that your relationship is still working. And it's just a matter of time before it is not. It is just, it's going down the hill.
That's one reason I didn't really post in the beginning. Like, it bothers Ashley that I never posted about the relationship in the beginning. I was like, I don't want Facebook to be the end-all be-all for my relationship.
Right.
Because I know that's what's going to happen.
Right.
Because that has happened numerous times to me.
Yeah. And I hate when people talk about it being Facebook official.
It's not official until you're Facebook official.
That's so stupid. That is so stupid.
I think I tried. Like, I remember going through this phase. It was probably 2010, where I would just try to randomly talk to people that I would meet and be like, you want to get Facebook married? Just so I can fuck with people. I think I went through like 27 Facebook marriages.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really nice.
The Facebook divorces, though, not so much fun.
Yeah.
Who's going to get custody of fucking Mark's? No, this, if it would have been MySpace, I was going to say who'd get custody of Tom.
Well, that's like I have a couple of Facebook aunts that are not related to me or friends, but...
They're probably, you know. But they're good fans. They're close. That's all that matters.
Yeah. So no relation technically, but they're still listed on there as relatives. So,
yeah. Yeah, that's all that matters. But Facebook people, it's time to grow up. Brad Pitt's not dead. If TMZ reports it, that might be true.
Maybe.
I love TMZ. I could sit down and watch that show all day long too. All right. So I got to talk about my old hometown. Yesterday. God bless it. I'm from a town of 3,000 people. The coolest thing we have there is driving 20 minutes to go to Walmart. Now, I am not making that up, by the way.
I believe you.
Yeah, it's bad. So yesterday, and this actually just happened, main electrical transformer blew.
Oh.
Caught fire.
So there's a whole nother issue, too.
Caught complete fire.
Wow.
Want to know what it's next by? The fire station.
Oh, my gosh.
So I'm reading the article on it, and they're like, the fire station was evacuated. And I'm like, well, yeah, because they should have been fucking fighting it.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like there's – and good job to everyone who put it out and got the power back on. But there was rumors going around that the power wouldn't be turned back on for, like, a week or two because of it going out. Like, the fire was massive. Like, you could see it, like, miles away.
I don't understand why the fire station didn't act quicker.
That's what I've been saying. That's what I'm saying. Like, that is the worst call response time ever. Like, it's, you're within maybe 30 feet.
Couldn't they just hook up a hose?
Shit. Like, not even... Okay, so the video's going on. There's a video of it on Facebook floating around that's already got over, like, 250,000 views. And I'm serious when I say this. If you watch the video long enough, you're going, where is everybody?
Like,
there's no one outside at all.
I feel like they even had to back the truck up very far. There was, like...
And there was not even electrical crew showing up yet. Like, it took, like, 3 minutes into the video before the electrical crew showed up. And, again, good job getting the power restored. And good job for that. But, seriously, you're 30 feet from the fucking fire. You should do something. However, I get the reason why they probably didn't. Because Eldo's water's full of iron. Now, it's now time for our Nurse Sharon segment in this week's edition of Life. I've got to... Okay, so... What does how does iron affect the body if it's in the water like this? Because I mean there's a lot, and when I say there's a lot, I mean we're pushing like the bad level.
Yeah. So iron in your blood, it's the particle. It's actually called heme. It is an important part of your red blood cells. It carries oxygen to your brain and the rest of your body, and there's a very specific level, and you can actually get too much of it, and it can actually become toxic, and you can die.
Yep.
Yeah. So it does take a decent amount before you become toxic, but apparently in the water there's a whole bunch.
It's pretty close. Like, I think it said it can't be at 500, it's at 300.
Yeah, that's a whole lot.
Yeah. There's also manganese in the water as well, and I know nothing of that.
And to top it off.
Feces.
Which there's alone
small
makes
traces
it,
of feces.
Which alone makes it worth not drinking.
So I'm gonna tell you, I lived there from 89 to 2009. I mean, that's where I went to school, so
yeah,
you can't really choose where you live at four
no,
or five or
unfortunately
six.
Unfortunately, not.
Because if I had that option, it'd be Disney World. okay. So I remember hitting high school and just boycotting drinking that shitty water. Because every time I did, and I'm probably giving everyone too much information now, I would be on the toilet for weeks. Like, I don't know what it was about drinking that water, but it would just...
Probably because it had, like, amoebas in it or something.
I always... When I tell people, they hope when someone tells me I need to get a good cleansing diet going, like, I got the perfect solution for you. Go to my old hometown and drink water straight out of the fountain that runs in the town. Like, they actually have the spring still running. And it's orange. Like, when the water comes out of it, it's orange.
That's because of the iron.
Yes.
It's the iron you're seeing.
Yes, and this actually, the reason the town got founded was because the water was used for medicinal purposes.
Yeah, kind of like hot springs in here in Arkansas. Well, like, so tap water is important because it's fortified with fluoride, so that helps protect your teeth. Okay, but... Yeah, I hate tap water. Like, people...
No joke.
People use it for things like neti pots, which is where they rinse their sinuses.
Thank you for saying what that was, because I'm just like...
Yeah, those are those awful little things where they, like, tip and pour their nose and it helps clean out their sinuses. But there has been cases of people using tap water and getting amoebas that eat their brains. Just process that for a second.
And this is why I don't drink water at all.
And if you use neti pots, because apparently they're supposed to work really well, use bottled water, distilled water, please. Please, please, please.
That's a thing, though?
Yes.
I didn't know this. Like, this just makes me utterly disgusted.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. I warn all my patients. It really bothers me.
I feel like that's an everyday... Oh, that's rough.
Yeah. So there are a lot of things in water. Most of them are not dangerous to us. They are supposed to be regularly tested. The fluoride is good for your teeth. You do not get that in bottled water. However, I do not personally drink tap water, and neither do my kids.
I don't. I mean, as you can see, I'm drinking a bottle of water. I mean, honestly, I don't like drinking water, period. I know I need to do it more. Wait, do I need to do it more?
Yes.
Crap.
You need to take your weight and divide it in half and drink that much an ounce.
You realize if I did that, I would be drinking like a small child.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. But
that's what your body needs to stay hydrated.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
That's a lot.
All right, well, thank you, Nurse Sharon, for that.
You're welcome.
Nurse!
Yes, Dr. Scratch and Sniff?
I had to.
Get these kids out of here!
Thank you. Thank you. All right. It is now time for a segment we haven't done in a while. Ladies and gentlemen, if I can find it. Oh, crap. It's on the other computer. Wait. No, it's not. All right. It's now time. We've got a new computer. I think I've had this computer for like a month now, and I'm still like trying to.
Yeah, since August.
Yeah, I'm still trying to move stuff around.
Late August.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for that certain segment in the show where no matter what you do, you're always going to lose. It's now time for.
Everybody get up. It's time to slam now.
You're judging me.
Welcome to the Space Jam. Here's your chance.
This is not the song we use, but I can't find the other one. Time for game time. Huh? All right. So, do you want to win something today? I'm serious. You will win if you get the questions right.
Yeah, but I thought no one wins.
Yeah, that's true. No one ever wins. So, I mean, the odds of you winning are about as good as me winning Powerball twice.
Yeah, so I'm not expecting to win anything.
But you need to think you're going to. You got to have a positive outlook going into this.
Fine.
It's now time to play Who Wants to Win a Happy Meal?
Yay!
Yeah, even with sound effects, look at that. The rules, I think anybody knows the rules of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Yeah.
You know the
rules? Yeah.
I said quiet. The rules are you're going to get, in our game, you're going to get 4 multiple choice questions. If after the 4th multiple choice, your 5th question for the entire Happy Meal is not going to be multiple choice. Just letting you know that now. And you know the questions are going to get harder as they go up. So, are you ready? You do get a lifeline, but
there's not a lifeline here.
Well, I mean, you can add, usually what we did was we did a phone a friend, but being now that we've got this new setup, we haven't got it fully set up for phone a friend. We'll do that later. But if you want to do a 50-50, we'll allow it. But granted, you're probably going to get the questions right up until a certain point.
Okay. Well, let's just go.
All right. Question number one. There is what kind of reaction at the disco? By the way, these are all music questions.
Okay. I got this.
There is what kind of reaction at the disco? A, happiness. B, panic. C, hunger. Or D, penis envy. Which, by the way, penis envy at the disco? I think I would also watch that. Go ahead.
It is B, panic.
Is that your final answer?
It is my final answer. Yay!
You are correct. Speaking of which, we are going to see, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
Oh, boy.
In April. I didn't know
what month it was. I was like,
April of 2017.
I've been thinking this whole time, it's like it's February or March. Nope, it's April.
It's April because it's a couple days before Katie's birthday.
What day is the concert, actually?
I could look it up on my phone.
Yeah, I'm excited for that. I'm honestly excited.
Yeah, I am too.
I haven't been to a concert since 2014. And that concert was real big fish.
I know Katie was really upset that there's not a pit, but I'm excited that we all get to sit together.
Where are we sitting at?
Not too far from the stage.
I think
stage.
You told me. Yeah.
Too far from the stage.
All right. By the way, I know you don't like it. I love the FedEx Forum.
Well, I mean, maybe if I'm down farther closer to the stage, it'll be better.
Oh, we've been there for a lot of events. I love that. But I want to go to the one in Little Rock, though. I haven't been there yet.
I've been there. It was nice.
I haven't been there yet. Are you ready for question number 2?
Yep.
One of your best friends is getting married this weekend.
Yes.
What song does she sing about you that's performed by Rick Springfield?
Jesse's Girl.
I have to give you the answer.
Oh,
so
okay.
A, Don't Talk to Strangers.
No.
B, I've Done Everything for You.
No.
C, Jesse's Girl. Or D, Did You Know That There Was More Than One Rick Springfield Song That People Knew?
It is C, Jesse's Girl.
Final answer. Final answer.
Yes.
Of course, when I need something to play. Oh my goodness, seriously? Thank you! Oh, modern technology, people. Modern technology. All right, let's move on to your next question.
I'm feeling pretty positive.
Yeah, I know.
These
are great, right?
Yeah.
Here, finish the lyric. Here's my number. So, A, call me maybe. B, sell my baby. C, my pet has rabies. Or D, enter night, exit light.
It's A, call me maybe.
Final answer.
Yes.
However, Enter Night, Exit Light, completely different song. I would be so excited to hear
for
that.
For the record, that's one of my least favorite songs ever. The
Call Me Maybe yes. song? No, I know. This is who wrote the questions?
I know. But in case someone didn't listen to the Winos.
What did the Spice Girls tell us that they want us to, what they really, really want us to do? Tell me what you want.
Are you giving me options? Or
yeah, well, no,
say
no.
It?
This is what I'm going to give you. I'm giving you options. Okay. A, a sandwich. B, to watch Grease 2.
No one wants to watch that.
It's
tragic.
There's a story with Grease 2 and my fiance, and I don't want to get into that just right now. I will tell that
Within
after we're married.
Class.
Yeah, we'll tell that after we get married. C, to Ziggy Zig, or D, time to do the Fandango.
It's C. My final answer.
All right. So right now, in the Happy Meal, you have won the you've won the fries, the drink, the burger, and the apples. This is for the toy. This is okay. for the complete package.
Okay.
And by the way, if you actually get this right after the show, you go get a Happy Meal.
I don't want a Happy Meal.
Well, no, I mean, we have to do it for purposes.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, would that not be cool to be on our Instagram? Somebody actually winning a Happy Meal?
I guess so.
All right.
Okay.
Final question. This is for the whole enchilada, the whole Happy Meal. Who won the best recording for Grammy for children in 1975? What won the best recording for children in 1975?
That's not fair.
What?
I don't know.
Any guesses? What won the best recorded? What won the Grammy for best children's recording in 1975?
That was 10 years before I was born.
It was 10 years before, or 9 years before I was born.
I have no idea.
I just want to tell everyone at home right now, I'm getting the death glare. Like, you're an ass. Like, I'm getting that look right now.
I really have no idea.
And is that, you got to at least have a guess.
I don't know.
I've already
like, I don't even, like, know what to even, like, bring up to guess.
Anything would be better than no answer. Because you remember what teachers tell you on tests. Even if you just say guess, there's a shot. I mean, you got a 1 in a billion shot here.
They always say to guess C if you don't know. I guess C.
Trolls. Final answer?
Yes.
Oh, you got to be kidding me. Sound effects. Sound effects. Come on.
What's the answer?
Peter and the Wolf.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I'm a terrible person, aren't I?
You are.
Sharon does not win a Happy Meal.
I was doing so well.
I know. Next time, by the way, I think we're going to try to get the entire group of your show on a show at some point. To play a certain game.
Oh, okay.
I was going to say
the entire group of my show shows up all the time.
Well, it's because I'm getting emails now specifically to play a certain game again because we haven't done one since June.
Okay.
And I feel like Nicole and Katie being part of one of those games could just be the moment that ends that game. I don't know how else to explain it.
They are a little bit of a mess.
That,
now, I love them.
I'll have to be on my A game for that. But it is now time, changing, because I feel like Sharon may kill me if I don't move on to something else at this point. Not today.
Not I really today. Am pretty nice.
This is very true.
Even when I'm, like, irritated, I'm still nice.
I don't know where I set the new intro for the nerd debate. Uh-oh. Hey, I'm so unprepared today. How great's that?
That's okay. It's because we've had a busy week.
It is because we had a busy... Like, there are things just showing up, like... I have the Dick of the Week intro for your show.
Whoops.
I apparently do not have the Nerd Debate intro for this show. I don't understand how that works. I know it's here somewhere.
It's okay. I literally keep forgetting what day it is.
Oh, in general?
Yeah.
I do believe it's Wednesday. I think. Don't hold me to that.
I'm going to have Katie like text and remind me like when Nicole's wedding's coming up. And it's only in 2 days.
You're traveling to another dimension.
Found it!
A dimension not only of sight and sound,
but
of mind.
This may not be the new one either.
To boldly go where no man has gone before.
I am your father.
The Bears. The Bears!
Treat yourself 2011.
Sheila!
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says shenanigans.
Hey, 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 what is going on here?
It's now time for a debate between two people who enjoy milk and cookies from the basement.
From the basement?
While living in the basement. Oh,
okay, that's fine.
I'm tired.
I'm like, are they stored in the basement? Baked
probably.
In the basement?
They could be baked in the basement.
I mean, if Ashley bakes them in the basement, I'm pretty cool with that.
They're probably going to have other stuff in them. Yep, this show is just lost off the rails. Like, we're good. We're good. So coming up this, we're a little over a month from your favorite holiday.
Yes.
One of our favorite holidays on the show, because there's no telling what we're going to do. Last year, we did Donald Trump's Mixer Fixer Hair Elixir.
Yeah, and so if anyone's, like, a fan of the Winos Facebook page, like, from here on out, every single day, just go ahead and expect a Halloween post. Just, it's already planned.
Are you doing that for our page as well?
No, I thought it'd be nice and not do it.
You have no. We've actually had questions from other writers asking if we're going to do Halloween theme because of Christmas.
Well, there are still some Halloween ones on yours, but I just decided not to like do complete overload like on mine.
So, kind of a small announcement, we may be looking at doing the 13 days of Halloween this year.
That's super cool.
I don't know what the hell we're going to do just yet, and it's like 3 weeks out, but eh.
I'm game.
We got super excited, and I've had that asked to me a couple of times, and I'm like, if someone else, if we're going to do this, let's do this right.
I mean, Halloween's the best holiday ever, so I'm game.
You know I'm going to argue with you on that, but that's only because I love Christmas so much, it's not even funny.
And you know, like, Christmas is my second least.
But it's favorite. Not around this part, so let me tell you, when you're with this site, Christmas becomes a lot more fun. Ashley will even tell you that, and Ashley hates Christmas. I got Ashley's mom to buy a tree.
And I have a tree, and I put it up, and I do everything.
A real one.
Oh, I don't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't do that.
I don't either. Last year was the first time I ever did one.
I don't do that. But, I mean, I do all of the Christmas things, and my kids are little, and we do that. But
we do letters to Santa every year.
Well, you have to write, I've seen that.
Yeah, you
got
to write a letter to Santa
I've seen
this year.
That.
How excited are you for that?
Well, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. But I just hate the commercialism of it.
Oh,
that's
no,
the part
I
hate. And I get exhausted with it all and all the expectations that come with it. But
well, the expectations we have for you is you're probably going to be doing two episodes of The Winos in 13 days.
That's okay. That's
yeah,
cool.
I mean, that's no
I mean,
one's
going
to
cool
complain
that.
About. No one's going to complain about getting together anyway and drinking some wine. I don't see that being an
that's
issue.
Cool. I'm just like slowly trimming people off my gift list. So I'm like, no gift for you this year. No gift for you either. You're an adult. You can buy your own gift.
I want to do that so bad, but I feel like if I do, it'll be the 1 year that it's like that one family member is going to come up to me and go, Richard, I have some sort of disease. And I'm like, but now I didn't budget you
well,
in.
That's
and
when
I'm
you just
fucked.
Say, that's when you just say, I'm sorry, I forgot your gift at home.
I ordered it on Amazon and it'll be
it's
here.
Not here yet.
I ordered it online, and anybody who knows me knows I'm shopping on Amazon. They're going to be sitting there like 2 days later. Fucker. All right, so Halloween's coming up. Yeah, we're going to plan something huge for Halloween, and you guys probably should do. I don't know, even if you just sit around and talk about Halloween stuff, because we kind of do the weird. We turned everyone into a zombie last year. We killed people the year before. I feel like this year we have to do something to top those.
I'll have to fight Nicole. It's her least favorite holiday in the world.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
It's her least favorite.
Well, this could be a fun show.
Could. we'll have her terrified.
It's a fight.
She'll
to
go
the
home with nightmares.
Are you? What was show did we talk about on the Winos that she was going to watch that was not that she thought was scary but wasn't?
Rocky Horror Picture,
Picture
Show.
Show.
Yeah, she's.
Are
coming...
we still doing that? Are we?
Yeah.
Is she going with us?
Yeah.
Oh snap.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
Ashley,
she thought it was a scary movie because it said horror in it.
Depending on who you are, it could be scary. I mean,
yeah, well, she'll love that.
I wondered, I don't know what I'm wearing that night yet. I know what Ash, I know what it's been talked about because it even got talked about in your show that I go pranking for.
Yeah.
It's the only character I've never done from that show is Eddie.
I'm not dressing up as anything special.
Lame.
Yeah, no.
No, you should.
No.
Why not?
Because I'll probably just wear my cow dress.
Lame.
With a jack-o'-lantern.
Lame. Yeah. You should go as magenta.
I don't have anything ready.
It's not that hard to get. Well, I know what my mission is over the next month. We could talk everyone into going in a character and then be part of a shadow cast. I know the script that the crowd uses.
I've never even seen it in theater.
Oh, that's right.
I forgot. Yeah, I don't think I need to just jump into Shadowcast right off.
All three of you are going to have a V on your heads on that night.
And Jesse too, because Jesse's never seen it in theater.
All four of you are going to have V.
At least I don't think he has.
Oh, this is going to be fun for us.
Yeah.
This is going to be a fun night for us. We will, and that's going to be taking place at the Paragold Cinema 8 on October 29th. Okay, so Halloween's coming up. Your favorite holiday?
Yes.
One of the best things about Halloween is candy.
Yes.
Candy. And I've seen so many. Kmart's going out of business here. The candy's on sale.
Why did they even buy candy if they knew they were going out of business?
I don't think they did. Because there's Christmas stuff, too, out.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. They have those really awesome Christmas trees that change lights, like the light color, the switch,
yeah,
with the switches for only like $130.
That's not bad.
No, it's not bad at all, because those trees are like $300.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, our Kmart's going out of business, which, granted, that's the same thing of saying, ooh, I don't have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
I told you, I think I've said it on this show numerous times, but I still feel like I need a shower every time I walk in that place.
Yeah.
It's
like a dirty Dollar General or something going out of business. Like, woo.
I'm trying to think about their store. Like, yeah, no, that place is sketchy. Like, I don't know if it's just ours or if they're all like that, because I haven't been to a Kmart outside this area.
I haven't either.
But they're all pretty nasty.
I think the last time I've been in there was probably 3 years ago when I went to look for Halloween makeup. I went to look for stuff for the zombie walk that Paragold has normally. And
are they still doing that this year, by the way?
I'm not sure. I haven't seen anything.
That makes me sad. I got to do that the first year and never did get to do it again.
I did it the first year.
We probably ran into each other.
Yeah, we probably were out there the same time. Didn't even know it.
I was not in makeup, but I was doing...
I
was promoting the website.
Mm-hmm. I was out there.
Nice.
I was a zombie nurse.
I may have remembered you.
Pictures.
There wasn't that many people at that, though. As many as I thought there was going to be.
I was a zombie nurse because I had plenty of like old scrubs that I didn't mind tearing up.
My sad part about that is they got rid of the movie after it was over.
I know.
That was like my favorite part. Like, I want to go watch a movie in a park.
Yeah, it was really cool the way they had it the first year. And then they really started to change it. We did it the second year. Like, we went out there. And then I don't think we even walked. Like, we went out there, we watched, and then we went and had
Larry's
dinner.
Pizza?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's exactly what we did.
Because if you're in Paragould, the place you're going to go is Larry's.
Yeah. I got pretty decent at doing zombie makeup.
So if anybody ever needs zombie makeup in our group, they know who to ask now.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to talk about the candy that causes massive fights between many, many people. Candy corn.
Yeah.
You don't like candy corn, do you?
No, and I'm really sad about this because, okay, so first
force
of all,
yourself to like the candy corns,
so,
damn it.
So first of all, y'all should know, like, that I looked up what the national whatever day for my birthday is, because my birthday is October 30th, and my birthday is the national day of candy corn. And I'm not super thrilled about this, because I don't like candy corn.
That's sad. How can you not like candy corn?
I don't even know what they're supposed to be.
Candy?
Well, I realize that, but
corn
they're
form.
But they're like wax.
By the way, you have to try one of these on air.
What is that?
I will tell you after you try one.
Okay. But they're just like, they're like colored wax.
Yeah, but they're really good. How can you...
They're like colored sugar wax.
Have you ever had a circus peanut?
No, I don't like those either.
How do you not like circus peanuts? Because, un-American.
Because those are sugared foam.
And I will tell you why. If someone would pack my package with circus peanuts, I would be the happiest person on earth.
Like when you got like a delivery.
Yes. And inside of it, instead of being those little foam, little styrofoam, whatever they're called, it's just circus peanuts. Because they'd do the same thing.
I mean, I wouldn't eat them, but it would still be pretty cool.
I've seen someone eat the foam out of a box before. Just I was like, oh.
Ooh, no, that sounds really bad. There's probably something toxic in that.
I know what came in the box. I know there was probably something toxic that's in that. You've not lived until you go to the post office and pick up a package for somebody and then realize you're carrying around a sex toy in the middle of Walnut Ridge.
Well, in the mail, people do it all the time.
Well, they don't know that, but I know that after I go pick it up. And I'm like... Oh, and then she takes the peanuts out of the thing and starts eating it that's around this
what?
Toy. And
ew.
I'm like, what if it was used? Eh.
Well,
that's my moment of the day.
No one should be ordering used toys.
Have you been on eBay?
No one should order toys off eBay.
That's actually a thing.
Well, I'm sure it is, but no one should.
It was like, at one point, we got so low, like, someone I was with got so low on money, they started looking, it was a friend of mine, got so low on money, they started looking at selling their panties on eBay.
Well, I've heard of that, too, but...
And I still feel odd when that was discussed.
But, I mean, I'm just worried, like, people
are
gonna...
You hate pumpkin spice shit, too.
No, it's okay.
Just okay?
Yeah, it's just okay. I mean, I don't dislike it, but I'm not, like, one of those crazy people. As you're drinking it.
Yeah, if I'm drinking it. I got this at Sam's Club for $7.
Yeah, I'm just not super enthused about it, but I don't mind it either.
Yeah, because I'm technically a white girl. Like, I'm that definition. Like, if I had my option, I would probably be walking around in leggings and a pair of boots.
I like caramel stuff better, so I get, like the caramel ones.
I do like those. I'm like, candy corn, though. I can't believe you don't like
candy corn. So tell me, what is the positives of candy corn?
That it's candy corn. Like, that's not the one candy that, like, okay... So if I'm going trick-or-treating and someone hands me candy corn, I get super excited. There is one candy that I just get absolutely pissed.
That's the little peanut butter ones in, like, the purple and black wrappers? Is that
Oh, those are bad. But I was talking about those little pumpkins. And the orange wrappers that are, like, they look like little pumpkins. And I think now Brax just lets them set out now and they're just little... They're, like, little sugary pumpkins.
Yeah, okay.
Those are awful.
Okay, yeah.
Those are awful. And then last year, someone tried to make a mix of that and candy corn and peanuts.
Yeah.
And I'm
no,
you just ruined two things, nuts and candy corns.
Yeah.
Oh, those things are awful.
Yeah, I know what you're talking
about. Least favorite candy then? What was the one thing you got when you trick-or-treat? What was the best thing you ever got trick-or-treating?
Like, any, like, real fun-sized candy bar was pretty good.
You got a full size candy bar?
Occasionally, yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah.
We got money occasionally. But
I was going to say, well, there was always that legend about, like, if you go to the rich neighborhood, you know, there's people handing out, like, tons of cash.
I got
to
tell you how that happened. We've discussed Eldo. It's a small town. There is no rich neighborhood. Like, the median of the town's, like, 16,000. It's cheap to live there. So, one Halloween, like, right around the corner... like maybe within 10 blocks of my house, there's just this row of houses that older people lived in. And an old lady was giving out Halloween money. Like, we're like, now that I go back, like, it was dollar bills and such. Like, I think I got a $5 in my Halloween.
Wow.
Yeah. And now that I look back on that, I'm like, that was probably her dead husband's life insurance. Like, now I feel like a terrible person.
You think she realized how much money she was handing out?
I don't think she cared. I think it was just like, look, I have an abundance of money. I'm going to share with everybody. So that was the first year I realized that you can have multiple costumes. And I did that over and over.
That's awful.
And true. That's the worst part.
Yeah, that's awful.
$15 at Halloween.
Last year it was really sad. It rained.
Last year.
It did. And my kids and I dressed up and then we went to the store and bought candy.
I've defeated the system.
And then we just watch Halloween movies.
Let me guess, Nightmare Before Christmas.
No, we watch Hocus Pocus.
That's a great movie.
Yeah.
I love that movie. Which, by the way, it's the only Sarah Jessica Parker movie I enjoy.
Yeah, I like that one.
Because I don't think it's her. I still don't believe it's her. Yeah.
Which, you know, my oldest son, Zeke, he's 12 and he's in junior high, so we've already had the talk, and that's good, so he knows what a virgin is. But my youngest son is 9, and we've not yet breached that subject, though we really should. But, so then I have to explain that to him delicately each time, because he doesn't quite have that grasp. So, yeah, that's fun every year.
That's a great movie.
It is.
Is that the favorite Halloween movie, or is it the other one?
It's the other
one that will not be spoke on the show
anymore.
It's
the other one, and then Hocus Pocus.
I love Hocus Pocus.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of another one that I enjoyed for Halloween. Was it Double Double Boil in Trouble from the fucking Olsen Twins? Yeah. I watched that one a couple of times. I'm like, this isn't terrible. Casper. I enjoy Casper.
Yeah, that's
the one
okay.
with Christina Ricci.
Yeah, that's okay.
I enjoyed that one a lot.
The dog is out.
The dog is out.
My kids really like Tim Burton films too at Halloween.
I am excited.
I can't break my kids from that, so it's always going to
come
up. I
will say this. I am kind of excited for the new one.
I know.
It looks really, really good, and that pained me to say. Like, it hurts
it
me right here.
It looks gorgeous.
It hurts me right here. Worst Halloween costume you ever had?
Well, so between like I'm not exactly sure the ages, but I think it was from ages like 6 to 9. My mom continuously
Really quick. I'm going to give you one of these, but we actually had the candy corn Hershey bar. Yeah, it's not good. It's not as good as you would think.
Yeah. I think it was from 6 to 9. My mom constantly, like, recycled the same costume for me. And it was like, 1 year I was a princess, and then I was a fairy, and then I was a fairy princess.
Yeah.
So that was pretty sad. Like, looking back at the pictures, I'm like,
it's the same costume.
You just combine, like, pieces of the costume together.
I still have to say this. My worst costume came when I was 6. Do you know that rubber smell?
Yeah.
The costume had that smell, like that.
Like all of it, or did it have a mask?
It had a mask, but even the costume still had that unopened rubbery smell. Yeah. And it was a costume of Gumby.
Oh, I can see why it would have that smell.
And it just had that, just, like, I still can't get that smell out of my nose.
Yeah, that foamy plastic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, if I would have walked by any sort of flame, I'm dead. Like, it was bad. Like, that costume still haunts me. It was that, and then my mom tried to dress me up as a clown 1 year.
I've been a clown for Halloween, but I was really small, and it was a cute clown. I have the picture.
Like, no one could do... this is when I realized that I probably should learn how to do makeup, was when my mom tried to do clown makeup on me, and I looked like... I don't know how else to explain this. I looked like Bozo the Clown after an all-night bukkake. I mean, it was bad. Like, it was just smeared on. Like, I had, like, 4 colors. I looked awful.
Oh, I was a much cuter clown.
I think I was 5?
I was probably about 4.
Yeah, it was just like, and then after that, I got really creative. My mom's like, let's go get you a costume. No, I'm going to be Captain Sweatpants and just be like, I'm just going to put on a cape and wear sweatpants at school.
But yeah.
Yeah. Really did do that in 5th grade. Then I was an Indian. Then 1 year I went as an Indian, and then the next year I went as a cowboy. And then I realized as an adult I was 3 steps away from being the village people in 4th grade. I'm like, no.
Well, you know, the year that we all did Doctor Who, my oldest son, just for his Dalek costume, he just wanted to wear a hoodie.
And it worked.
And I was like, okay, whatever. So that's what he did.
And it worked. Have you guys picked out your family costume yet?
Eli wants to do the whole Star Wars thing again.
That you did at convention?
Yeah.
Except you're actually going to be a Star Wars character.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you mean Wednesday Addams doesn't go along with Star Wars?
I know. Well, I'll just wear that. It's probably the Memphis Con.
All right, here we go. Okay, so.
So what is in my hand?
An M&M.
What type of M&M?
It's a Halloween type of M&M.
It's a Halloween type?
Yeah, only sold at Target.
I'm very nervous.
Don't sniff it.
Does it taste like a pumpkin?
No. I promise you it does not taste like a pumpkin, and I'll tell you what it's supposed to be afterwards. And the dog is sounding like a door. Ashley and I both have tried to decide if these are really good or not. It's
I'm trying really hard to figure it out.
Like, this is not good, but this is wonderful? Like, it's a weird...
It's not bad.
But it's not great.
But I can't exactly place it either.
It's
kind of maple-y.
Maple-y?
Is that a word? I think I made it up.
For our friends in Canada, is maple-y a word? Hashtag Canadian made-up word.
I'm 99% sure it's not a real word, so, yeah.
We're going to look that up on the whatever.
I don't think I need anyone
Canadian
to correct me.
Canadian dictionary
I'm pretty sure it's wrong.
Have you heard maple-y while watching Corner Gas?
I haven't so far, no.
So as you hear crunching in the background, you're like, what's up? This is a legit Halloween candy this year. I was trying to get the Swedish Fish Oreos.
Ew, that would be disgusting. I hate Swedish Fish.
But there's a reason I was trying to get the Swedish Fish Oreos.
Because they're gross.
No, because I was going to make you guys eat them. And
that's not nice.
That wasn't going to be nice.
Okay, so I don't think it's bad. I do think they're really, really sweet, though. I wouldn't want to have a whole lot of them at once. But I have no idea what the flavor is.
Okay, so the actual bag says Butterscotch.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
But what people are saying it actually tastes like is the Harry Potter Butterbeer.
Well, I've never had that.
Yeah, no, but that's what it's supposed to be, though.
And so, I mean, I guess that's not too far off. It's kind of along those lines.
Is it weird?
No, I mean...
It's got a weird taste to me. Like, it just has this odd, like, I don't think this should taste like this.
I don't find it unpleasant. But like I said, I wouldn't want to eat, like, the whole bag.
No. I don't know where the bag went. I know that there's this little plastic bag that has just been floating there. But the actual bag of these?
It's giant.
Gone.
Oh.
Also the same way with the candy corn Hershey bar. Which, is like the little minis, but it has candy corns in white chocolate.
That sounds really bad.
It's not good.
It doesn't sound good.
Like, the saving grace of that is the candy corn taste. Let that sink in.
I like white chocolate.
This is bad. Like, it doesn't have a flavor to it. Like, it's just
so they, bland. Like, intentionally made it to where, like, the candy corn would stand out?
I guess. I don't know. It's pretty rough.
And candy corn already doesn't have, like, a super prominent flavor.
It has the taste of, you're right, pretty much just a sugary, I'm going to get your kids high on a sugar rush
wax
thing.
Yeah.
Is it really a wax?
I don't know what it is.
Oh, it's, candy corn's so good.
It's probably some type of sugar concoction. Like, I'm pretty sure that's all it is.
Sugar concoction.
Sugar and dye.
There are worse things. Come on. Definitely there are worse things. Okay, so we know that your Halloween's now revolve around Hocus Pocus. And I mean, honestly, great movie. I can't argue that one. The other one I can, but I have to sit through that during the 13 days of Halloween if we're going to do that.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
I'm not looking forward to that. I'm not going to lie to you, I'm not.
And you're just going to, I know you're going to end up refusing to lock it.
Like, no,
no.
Here's
I think
the
you're
thing.
Just holding steady on that.
No, I'm not going to be that douche nozzle. I'm not going to be Trump. And no, if I end up liking it, I'm going to admit it. However, I did make a deal with somebody, and I don't remember who it was. I said I was going to make a deal with you. If I ended up liking it, some other thing was going to come up. I don't remember what the deal was now. Like, I was going to make a bet on this.
I don't think you made this deal with me. So
no, I think
know.
I told Ashley, I was like, I got an idea. And if I do the idea, then I think it was going to be to let someone else run a game.
Hmm.
And make me lose. Which will never happen. So
we'll put Katie in charge of that.
Oh, balls. Balls. I'm going to have to answer questions about Fallout Boy. I'm fucked.
Probably, yeah.
Patrick Stump. That's my answer for everything.
No, she'll pick one of the obscure ones that you don't know anything about.
Oh my god, what's Fallout Boy's name in Japan?
I'm pretty sure it's still Fallout Boy.
Patrick Stump. That's going to be my answer for everything.
No, she'll ask you like the dates of tours and stuff.
Oh my god.
The names of albums.
Which I can study, but I don't really want to put that knowledge in my head. And then there's going to be something that gets pushed out that it's like, oh, crap, I just forgot my entire freshman year of college. Which could actually
happen.
She's
mean that way.
But I don't remember the wager at this point. Like, I don't remember. Like, it might have been even to pick out my Halloween costume.
Well, you know, you could have just not mentioned it.
No, here's the thing. I want this to be one of those moments that when we do that show where we sit down, we watch that movie, we're going to tell people to follow with us. When we do that movie, when we sit down and watch that, I know that it's going to pain me, at least for the first 5 minutes.
I know y'all can't see me, but I'm shaking my head at it.
Oh, no, I'm getting the look, like the same look, like, why did you pick who won the 1975 Grammy for Best Children's Recording? I get it. I don't know, like...
Even Norm is making furniture.
I know, and I'm not... I have nothing against the fandom.
And they're
I just,
gorgeous.
Yeah. I have nothing against the fandom. I just have it against the movie.
I just don't understand why.
And if I end up liking this movie, I'm going to be ridiculed for the next few years of my life.
And then if you don't, we're just going to have to agree to
I'm going
to
be ridiculed for the next few years
no,
of my life.
No, we'll just agree to disagree and it'll stop there.
Which is why during Christmas, I'll make you guys sit through a Christmas movie.
That's fun.
And I'll pick one that no one likes.
Well, that's not nice.
we'll sit down and we'll all watch Jim Carrey's Grinch because it's terrible.
Ugh.
That movie's awful.
That doesn't sound bad. Why would you put yourself through that?
Cuss. I'm trying to think of other things. We did have a topic. If you could die in any horror franchise, what would you choose? But you were like, I don't like franchises. I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't like horror films because they're terribly unrealistic. And.
But that's the beauty of horror. Oh, this is good. So you want your horror movie to be realistic?
Well, like, if someone, like, has lost, like, 4 points, or, like, 4 pints of blood. Yeah, 4 points. 4 pints of blood, I want them to stay dead.
Like, well, that just kills me.
I don't want them to show up at the end and still be, like, murdering people.
Hello.
Yeah.
Do you want to play a game?
Like, that really annoys me.
The game is simple. No, I get that.
And, like, I don't like when there's medical instruments, like, on tables to torture people, and they're, like... Totally benign instruments. Like, you're going to look in someone's ear with that? Like, that's real painful. Ooh. Like, it really, really annoys me.
Right now,
me.
You are pretty much just describing Saw. That's it.
Yeah.
Like, right now, you're just describing Saw.
So, just, like, in general, I don't like horror films because of that. But, I mean, I like, I guess sometimes it overlaps a little bit with, like, paranormal horror. I mean, sometimes
I sat
stuff
and
like
watched
that.
The first Paranormal Activity by myself in a dark bedroom, and I'm sitting there like, oh, this is a wonderful idea. I rented it. It was when Netflix still sent DVDs, mm-hmm. which I think they still do, but nah. I was watching it and going, oh, this is not going to be a bad idea at all. By the time that movie was over, they suck you in the first 30 minutes anyway, make you laugh.
I can't do it because of the shaky film stuff.
Yes, that's what
it makes me nauseous, and I can't do it.
I have been told that I am someone you need to watch Blair Witch with.
I haven't seen that.
I've been told that, the old one? I've been told that for years, because it's like, I end up doing what Mystery Science Theater does, but so well, because I can curse. But, I don't know, like, that, if I could pick a franchise to die in, it'd be in the Jason series.
Yeah, the last franchise I've seen was Scream, and that's when it was actually coming out. Like, I was young, I was probably in middle school.
How do you feel about that franchise?
It should have stopped with the first one.
Thank you.
Yeah. We just high-fived.
That's a terrible